Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 398. I am your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track from Cox Bar. That song is called Gonna Be Alright, and it's on the band's new album, Forever, which came out April 21st on Pirate Press Records. That long-standing punk and oi band from London is back with a new album, and it is very, very good with so many anthemic songs like that one there. That one there is just great, though, because it's just a fantastic message for fathers and raising strong daughters. So not something you would expect to hear from that punk scene, but I guess we're all getting older. Lots of good music for you this week, and it's kind of all over the place. So let's start with a set here. This is Juliana Hatfield with the song Good Enough For Me.
We'll be right back. mind warm with your caterpillar face. Detective mind warm, won't you open up this case? I'm a butterfly that jealous fingers frame. No one wants to be a detective mind born, deep in solitude at rest. Everybody's guilty till their innocence is proved, and your innocence just moved. Detective mind. Detective mind horn, and it sticks to you like glue. Every costume is a uniform of sorts. Every thousand's made of yarn. Detective mind. Detective mind born. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
you don't normally get gospel on the Too Much Rock podcast, but there's an interesting collaboration for you. That is John Mellencamp with some help from Carlene Carter, setting music to some lyrics by Woody Guthrie. So that's quite a triad. If you're not familiar with Carlene Carter's country career, which admittedly peaked in the 70s, at least you know the name. Carlene Carter was the daughter of June Carter before June and Johnny got together, and she was married to Nick Lowe for a while, so you know the circles that she ran around in. That is Mellencamp's album Sad Clowns and Hillbillies, and the song's called My Soul's Got Wings. That came out April 28th on Republic Records, and it's a fantastic record that is more alt-country than anything we've heard from him in the past, but it's also the best album we've heard from him in a very long time. It, of course, won't compare to those early 70s cigarettes rolled up in this short sleeve, white t-shirt, and, you know, hot Seymour Nights because, well, home, but it's a very good album. Before that, we heard from another lifer. That was Robin Hitchcock with the song Detective Mindhorn, and that is on the new self-titled album that came out April 21st on Yep Rock Records. He recorded that in Nashville where he lives now, and I wasn't aware that he had moved to Nashville, but there he is. We've got an expat among our midst. And then we started things off with Juliana Hatfield with the song Good Enough for Me from the album Pussycat. That song may seem straightforward, but it's probably not, because most of that album is about Trump and the current administration. Some songs are thinly veiled, others not. There's one called Kellyanne that talks about how she'd like to kill Kellyanne Conway. So sometimes it's not so secretive. That album just came out April 28th as well on American Laundromat. And I'm always going to be a fan of Juliana, but boy, that album, I really love it. I guess I should let you know the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, I've talked long enough. Let's play some more music. This is Girlpool with the song Soup. Me Down. That is Slow Dive with the song Don't Know Why. That is on the band's new self-titled album. It just came out today, May 5th, on Dead Oceans Records. That band from Reading, the UK, has been gone for a while. One of the original kind of shoegaze progenitors. They are back, and this album is, by all standards and all reports, just as wonderful as Souvlaki, kind of their high watermark. I was never that big of a fan of the band. I mean, I own Souvlaki, and in fact, I went back and listened to it after hearing this album, and I think I like this one better. So some praise there, I guess, from someone whose opinion you shouldn't trust at all. But based on the number of people that I know that went up to Minneapolis to catch the band earlier this week and came back with wonderful photos and ringing ears, I think you get the endorsement from the mega fans as well. Before that, we heard from Girlpool with the song Soup. That's on their new album, Power Plant, which will be out May 12th on Ante Records. That band from Los Angeles, again Los Angeles. They were LA, then they were Philly, now they're back to LA. And they went from a duo to a three-piece adding drums, which really upset some people, kind of in a Dylan Goes Electric sort of way. But I think you hear from that song, they know exactly what they're doing when they made their sound a little fuller. That's a very good album. Maybe not the hooks from the first album, but who knows? Give that one a listen online. I think you're going to find it's really good, even if it does have somebody pounding drums. I guess I'm out of time, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 398. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites, including Facebook and Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. Let's see, looking at the concert calendar, we are in the middle of the Map Fest. And if I were going, my money would be on tonight on the Red Kate Show at Westport Saloon. And then tomorrow, things really kick into high gear. We've got, Berwanger at Californio's, William Elliott Whitmore at Record Bar, Harmar Superstar at The Brick, De La Soul at the Crossroads KC, or a couple of shows coming up that aren't related. You can see People's Punk Band at Minibar or The Whiffs at Blind Tiger. And if you want a different fest entirely, Anti-Folk Fest 4 is happening at the Madrigal all day on the 6th. Looking at the 7th, Pop Empire, I think Witch Jail is playing that as well at the Blind Tiger. On the 9th, Obsessives and Sorority Noise are at Jackpot. On the 12th, 13th, and 14th, we got another fest. That's the Wayne's World 3 Fest at Blind Tiger. Just about every scuzzy punk band you can think of is playing that one. On the 16th, Zetas are playing at Blind Tiger. On the 19th, Lover Girl have a release show at the Record Bar. Or Shorvan is playing the 19th at the Brick. The 25th, Waves are playing at the Record Bar. And the 28th, Richard Buckner is playing a secret show. Same place he played the last secret show in Brookside. You'll have to buy tickets online to get the exact address on that one. Let's see, elsewhere on the website, there are photos and video of the Salty and Folkicide show on the 28th, including a write-up of that one. On the 28th, also the Vita and the Wolf and White Reaper show, photos and video of that online. There's photo and video of Rubbermate, Nag, Agent, and Hard Leather from the 30th, I think. And then from last night, some photos, I think, online of the Uncouth, Wicks and the Tricks, et cetera, show. So there you go. I'm out of time, so let me go ahead and get one last track happening here for you. This is Damnation AD covering a Cure song from an album of all Cure songs. I'm going to play the song Hang Garden. It's on the album Pornography that the Cure released, I don't know, what was that, 82, something like that, 81, 80, I don't know. Maybe 82, 81, something like that. Anyway, Damnation AD recorded that entire album and released it via Polyvinyl Records on Record Store Day. It was the one and only Record Store Day release that I picked up. Being a big fan of Damnation AD way back when, I'm not sure I listen to them much now, but man, in the mid-90s and early 90s, I was all about them. And I've always been all about The Cure since the dawn of time and will always be. So it was an intersection that I just had to go with here. So anyway, we'll end things here. This is a Damnation AD doing the Hang Garden. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
Yeah.